Listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
That you've been described variously as the best new band in the Western Hemisphere and also the worst. How do you react to that?
He's already asked. He's trying to get you to contradict what you've already said.
My favourite colour is gold.
pre-produced at my cherished 51st state in East Vancouver. This is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 130 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new music episode. This is new music for April 2025, and it is the first full-on new music episode of the year. The year started with a Covenants episode, which became two, and then a third. All of those were exceptional episodes, 124, 126, and 128. And it's great, because the whole time, there has been a kink in the hose. A kink in the new music hose. And tonight is the beginning of the process of unkinking the hose. It'll probably take two of these episodes. On 128, I caught up on the CJSF playlist and Earshot Distro. I've maintained those on this one. And then I looked up 3 months each of the Earshot 50, the CITR charts, and the KALX charts. And I also looked up the KALX UC Berkeley Radio Programmers Year-End List, but this is not a Berkeley show. There is no Berkeley show this year. The Berkeley Best of 2024 was a bust, which I predicted, but it's not for the reasons I predicted. Last year there was a ton of overlap that got in the way. I think it was 23 albums. And this year I figured it would be worse because their charts resumed, and I've been following them again as well, so I get Berkeley all year. There was barely any overlap with anything I played last year, like low single digits. There was also barely any overlap, I think it was one inconsequential album, with what I picked out from their charts over the last year. I don't know what happened. The year-end list used to be good for like an hour and a quarter, an hour and a half of compelling music. I could go through my notes, maybe a certain programmer or two left, but I really don't have time to be looking. I figure either Berkeley Radio had an off year, we're not vibing, or I'm the problem. And how could I possibly be the problem? You know, golden age that this show is in now. Couldn't be me. So on tonight's show, there are three songs. Three songs from the KALX UC Berkeley Best of 2024. From 3 months of the KALX Berkeley Weekly charts, which are different. There are four songs from three artists. The CITR charts were invaluable as always. They account for seven songs from five artists, including two very exciting new bands in Good Flying Birds and Eat Girls, both of whom have two songs on here. 3 months of the Earshot 50 was good for four. And then 5 or so weeks of Earshot Distro and the CJSF playlist netted 4 and 1, respectively. And Bandcamp Mailbag has 4, and there are also 4 leftovers and 6 randoms. That's 37 songs, and this episode still might run fairly short because I've chopped so many of the songs, and I've probably lost track. So up next is a real-deal housekeeping set, and it's an actual normal middling housekeeping set. I think I sequenced it properly, at least, and it's pretty short. The big set tonight is down-tempo electronic and then up-tempo electronic, transitioning into some very nice rock songs and beyond. Already there are some Song of the Year candidates, mostly clustered in the usual sweet spot in early middle hour two. The show started off tonight with Elizabeth Whittington. That's a Berkeley artist from the past. Then from the KALX UC Berkeley year-end best-of list, it was Burnt Envelope with My Band Sucks. And then from Indianapolis, by way of the CITR charts, was Good Flying Birds.
Oh, Late night non-questions, will you let